We will start the show off as we do each and every week here on Golf Exchange with our Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And we'll start with the Solheim Cup, 11th edition of the Solheim Cup, a biannual event where the American ladies take on the Europeans. Been going on every other year since 1988. And after 2 days of the three-day event up in Sugar Grove, Illinois, it's a dead heat. USA has 8 points, and the Europeans have 8 points. The Americans jumped out into an early lead after Friday's matches, 4.5 to 3.5, but the Europeans bounced back, winning 4.5 points, while the Americans took 3.5. And now after 2 days of play, we are tied 8 points apiece. And, Pat, after 2 days of play, Michelle Wee is one of the best players for the Americans. She has won 2.5 points and has not lost yet.
I mean, she's been very surprising to me, Russ. I thought she might come into this competition because she was one of the captain's picks, kind of feeling like she wasn't quote-unquote worthy of this and maybe feel a little added pressure. And instead, she's really played the opposite. She's played kind of loose and looks like she's getting along with, you know, a lot of the girls that have been paired up with her. And this might be a real good thing for Michelle Wee, not just for this event, but going forward. As she kind of acclimates herself to the rest of the LPGA Tour, which she has kind of shunned away from for so long, maybe this is something that will actually help her and then in the long term help her game.
She was paired up with Morgan Pressel on Friday, and Pressel and Wee, they've got a history. Morgan Pressel has been very critical of the way Michelle Wee has governed her career up until this point, and Pressel was always the one that was saying Wee should be doing it her way, as Pressel's way, where she played a lot of junior golf, and she started out on the LPGA Tour, didn't have any aspirations to play against the men. Of course, Michelle Wee, much different from that, didn't play a lot of junior golf, instead played in a number of tournaments against the men on the PGA Tour, and those two women, and it's crazy to think that Morgan Pressel is now 21. She's 21 years of age, where we always remember her as the 13, 14-year-old. Same thing with Michelle Wee. Michelle Wee is 19 now. And we think of her as a 13 or 14-year-old, but both of these ladies have become young women, and they played awfully well on Friday. They ended up getting a half. They actually should have won that match, but they eked out a half point, and then Wee was paired yesterday in the morning with Christina Kim, and in the afternoon with Christy Kerr, and they won both of those matches. So Wee, after three sessions of the first four sessions in the matches with 2.5 points, she hasn't lost yet. Today's 12 singles matches, and we will be taking on Helena Alfredsson, but it's been a kind of a topsy-turvy matches, Pat. After the Friday's first two matches, the Americans had the point lead, but the Europeans came back yesterday with a point differential, 4.5 to 3.5. The Europeans took 2.5 of the 4 points in the mornings, four balls matches, and then during the foursomes, alternate shot in the afternoon, Americans took two of those matches, and the Europeans took two.
Yeah, you got to give the Europeans a lot of credit because early on, like you said, Russ, I mean, if Michelle Wee and Morgan Pressel were able to win that match, that first match, which is what you said they should have, I think the U.S. would have been up 4-1, somewhere in there. And that's starting to get into, you know, very tough to come back range. And you know, the Euros got a half out of that match. And then they, like you said, they turned it around in the afternoon and then yesterday, too. I do think the U.S., however, has a huge advantage, like they do with the men in singles, and we'll see if that comes to fruition today. But, you know, a tie still keeps the Europeans in this thing, so you never know what's going to happen today. But I give the Americans an advantage today in singles.
I got a brief look at the 12 singles matchups last night on Golf Channel. Paula Kramer is going leadoff for the Americans. Christina Kim is also among the first four or five groups in singles matches today. Some of the anchor players for the Americans are Morgan Pressel, Michelle Wee, and Christy Kerr. So Solheim Cup goes to final day three, singles matches, 12 singles matches later today in Sugar Grove, Illinois, at Rich Harvest Farms. Knotted up at 8 points apiece, and it all comes down to the singles matches. Whichever team garners 6.5 points first today will win the 11th edition of the Solheim Cup. Russ Evans, Pat Whitney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic, and it's our Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tyra Kingdom on the PGA Tour. It's the final regular season event on the PGA Tour schedule before we get to the FedEx Cup playoffs starting next week in New Jersey, the first of four FedEx Cup playoff events. So this week's tournament, the Wyndham Championship in Greensboro, North Carolina, really about a lot of the guys, the players that are maybe between 50 and 125 on the points list, trying to get as many points as possible here towards the end of the season before the FedEx Cup playoffs begin next week. And Sergio Garcia, certainly one of those players, had a rough season. I believe his point standings as of right now is somewhere in the hundreds. I believe Sergio, believe it or not, is right around 100 or 101 in the FedEx Cup points standings. He's only had one top 10 all year long on the PGA Tour, and right now he's tied with Chris Riley for the lead. Both Garcia and Riley at 13 par through 10 holes of their third round. They share the clubhouse lead Saturday night. Play was stopped midway through the third round because of darkness, and there were a lot of suspensions yesterday because of rain. Steve Reno, Freddie Couples, Kevin Stadler, and Justin Rose all at 12 under par, one shot back of Garcia and Riley. Brant Snedeker and Bill Haas, both at 11 under par. All of those men in varying stages of their rounds when play was suspended due to darkness. Tournament officials say the third round will be resumed this morning. It's already resumed at 7:30. Second cut will happen, and then the final round will begin at 11 a.m. But, Pat, it's crazy to think that Sergio Garcia, after beginning this season, ranked number two in the world, only behind Tiger Woods, the stellar year he had last year, still has yet to win now 8 months later after the season began.
Yeah, I mean, it goes to show you, Russ, if you don't perform on this tour, you will fall very quickly. You can ask Adam Scott, who I don't even know if he's in the top 50 anymore, as opposed to last year, where I think he was number three or four, somewhere in there. So, you know, Sergio obviously not having a great year, still having difficulties with that putter, and yeah, he's got some work to do today. I think he does make that FedEx Cup final field, but nonetheless, performance really shows up in the rankings, and Sergio just hasn't been there this year, so we'll see if he can hold it together for this last round today, and you know, maybe give himself a little bit of confidence going into next week.
Yeah, Pat, you mentioned Adam Scott and Sergio Garcia. There are five players that ended 2008 in the top 10 of the world rankings that have still not yet won here on the 2009 season. Adam Scott, Sergio Garcia, Vijay Singh, Camilo Villegas, and Anthony Kim. All five of those players have yet to win this year, and all five of those men ended 2008 in the top 10 of the world rankings. It's somewhat odd to me that none of those players have had good years, considering how good their years were last year.
And the two guys, Russ, that absolutely surprised me the most are Anthony Kim and Camilo Villegas. Villegas last year wins back-to-back tournaments, breaks through, wins back-to-back in the FedEx Cup, does very well at the end of the year. You figure he's going to take that momentum into this year, and he's done nothing. And Anthony Kim has, I'd almost say, regressed. You know, he had that reputation of being kind of a party boy and really not focused and not really, you know, set, you know, in his ways in terms of becoming a really good golfer. And you thought maybe he made that, turned that corner. And again, this year, just nothing from this guy. And I don't know what it is, Rush. I can understand, you know, week to week, you know, maybe you lose a little something in your swing, but you shouldn't have a whole year with the talent that those two guys have, especially coming off the year they had last year and they broke through and ended up winning. To have years like they're having this year. So BJ's getting older. Adam Scott, I don't know what's going on with him. And Sergio's always got a little bit of a mental issue, you know, with him and Tiger and his putting and everything else. But the two guys that really surprised me are Anthony Kim and Camillo. So I don't know where they go from here, but hopefully this is just an aberration and not some slide into oblivion.
So Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic as we broadcast live this morning from Hope Sound Golf Club for the Palm Beach County Golf Association's Honda Classic Parent-Child Tournament. Final round is ongoing now here at the Home Sound Golf Club, and we're in the midst of our Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And before we end our leaderboard report, got to get to the Champions Tour tournament. Pat, yet another major championship on the Champions Tour this weekend in Sun River, Oregon. It's the Gelled Wen tradition, a tradition unlike any other.
Is this Glory's last shot, Russ?
No, that was last week. That was last week on the PGA Tour, Pat. I understand how you can get these things confused, but after three rounds of play, Brad Bryant leads at 15 under par. Mike Reed, two shots back and solo second at 13 under par. John Cook, solo third at minus 12. Larry Mize is alone in fourth at 10 under par. And then you've got Eduardo Romero and Lauren Roberts tied for fifth at minus 9.
Russ, I mean, the only thing you need to know, if you're in double figures, if you've got multiple guys in double figures going into the final round, not a major. That's all I'm saying. I don't know what this thing is, the gelled win. You know, I'm sure they paid a lot of money, and the Champions Tour said, we'll name you a major. But we've discussed this multiple times on this show. Four majors, that's the maximum. That's what the rules say. That's all you have, not five or six or whatever the Champions Tour has. And certainly not something on the West Coast in the middle of nowhere on a golf course where guys that are over 50 are shooting in double figures after three rounds. I mean, I'll watch a little bit of this just because I like golf, but it just, you can't tell me this is a major. It just doesn't have that feel at all. So they can call one if they want, but it isn't.
This is the third major on the Champions Tour in the last 4 weeks, and it's the fourth major of the five majors on the Champions Tour season. The gelled win tradition at Sun River in Sun River, and there's your Tire Kingdom leaderboard report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, just getting started on a gorgeous Sunday morning in South Florida.